Does the size of the body of water change what you call it?
No, it'd still be a creek or a branch.
So the size doesn't matter, it's just whatever you happen to call it.
That's right.
Would you name some streams that are in this particular community, local?
We have Mud Creek, Glade Creek, Camp Creek, and there's a Mossy Creek.
So most of them in this community are referred to as
creeks, right?
All right, what do you call a very small rise in the land? The land was flat and all of a sudden there was a small rise. You'd call it a
hill.
Is there anything smaller to you than a hill?
A knoll.
Knoll. All right. Let me try it a different way. A word I'm trying to get for a smaller rise in the land. If you go to your door to open it, what do you turn?
A knoll.
So, have you ever heard of a smaller hill being referred to as a knob?
No, I sure haven't.
What do you call it if it's a very large rise in the land, much larger than a hill?
Oh, well, a mountain. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, if it's larger than a hill, you call it a
mountain. We have a lot of mountains around here.
What are some of the names of those?
Tyler Mountain, Yona Mountain.
Is Yona the one that you can always see in the distance, the highest point?
Yes, it's one of the highest in the Blue Ridge. All those mountains are called the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And Yona is just one in the string of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
That's right.
What's the rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp called?
Cliff.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place in the mountains, you would call it a... If there's a low place to get through the mountain, you call that what?
Wouldn't call it a ravine.
No, you want to get through the mountain and there's a low track.
A path or a pass.
Is that referred to as anything else? Gap?
Yes,
gaps in this area?
Yes, there's a Rayburn Gap.
Another word that means the same thing as gap that I'd like to get you to say, maybe if we approach it from a different way, you can see what I mean. If you were sewing, and you wanted to mark something on your material so that you could cut it out, you might make a what?
A notch.
Notch. Have you ever heard a gap and a notch be synonymous?
Maybe? No, I've never heard of notch referred to in anything like that.
Just in sewing or something.
Yes.
Like that. Where do boats stop when they want to unload? What do they
call
it?
At a dock or landing.
Right. What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
You call that a waterfall.
There's a kind of white, hard-paved road that's like a city sidewalk. You'd say that is a... What kind of road?
A cement road.
All right, if it's made like the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Can you think of any other kinds of roads?
Cobblestone.
Okay. Others?
Asphalt.
And in this section, there are probably some that are still as they were years ago, and you'd call them?